Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come, come, glorious Father, come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come today, we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings, come, Lord of lords. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come, come, glorious Father, come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come today, we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings, come, Lord of lords.
Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord.
One night while I was sleeping, I had a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang.
Jerusalem,
then I thought my dream was changed. The streets no longer rang, as with the glad hosannas that the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, and the morn was cold and chilled, as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up the gates and sing. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King. And once again, my dream was changed. New earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the crystal sea. The light of God was on its streets, and the gates were open wide, that all who would might enter, and no one was denied. No need of moon or the stars by night, for the sun to shine by day. For it was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, sing for the night is o'er. Hosanna in the high.
Hallelujah, the bells will go. believe in the sun. I believe in the risen one. I believe I overcome by the power of His blood. Amen.
I'm
can hardly move or breathe. I can feel your presence all around. I fall knees down to the ground. You're the one that really matters. You're the one that really matters. You're the one that really matters. You're the one that really matters.
I know that I haven't found the kids of life can't hold me down. 'Cause you're the one I wanna please. What matters now is what you.
Here I am. Can you tell him tonight that Jesus, here I am. Here I am. Thank you.
Praise you, praise you, praise you, Father God, my Abba. Praise you, Holy Spirit. Praise you, my Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. How great thou art. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Father God, our Abba, Holy Spirit, for loving us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for all you do for us, all the blessings you bestow upon us, known and unknown. Thank you for all the times you protect us and continue to protect us, known and unknown. We love you. We love you. We love you. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Father God, my Abba. I love you, Holy Spirit. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Welcome to RCC. You are welcome here, Abba, Father, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit. This is your church. You created us. You created this church. You are welcome here. We love you here. Welcome to Rapture Center Church, where Jesus Christ is our pastor, the Holy Spirit our guide. We love you. We love you. We love you. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Oh, I pray, my sweet bridegroom, my Lord Jesus, my Yeshua HaMashiach, my King of Kings, my Lord of Lords, Son of God, I pray that you're having a blessed, amazing day, evening. I pray that you get to come bring us home today as your elopture brides. We long to see you and to be in your arms just probably as much as you long for us to be in your arms and long to see us again. We love you, we love you, we love you. Love you, Jesus. I love you, Rapture Centric Church. My family. Another day to spend with you here on earth. I wish we were in heaven spending it together, but that's okay. One more day, more souls saved. Day shorter for those that have to go through the Great Tribulation. So that's fine. It's shorter for them. That's fine. Another soul gets saved today. Several souls get saved today and come closer to you, Lord. That is fine. Your timing is perfect. You know all. You are all. We love you. So, Lord Jesus, please continue to bless and show favor to the Rapture-Centric Church and myself. Thank you for showering us with your blessings, your favor, your peace, your protection, your safety, your strength. Thank you for showering us with your endurance and patience. Thank you for supplying all our needs, for my God supplies all our needs according to glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Thank you for healing all of us. From the top of our heads to the tips of our toes, because your stripes healed us. By your stripes we are healed, according to Isaiah, book of Isaiah. Thank you that our flesh was crucified on the cross with your flesh, Lord Jesus, and because of your resurrection from the dead, after 3 days we are new creations in Christ. Thank you for your sacrifice, Lord Jesus, for taking all sin, transgressions, iniquities, poverty, oppression, everything to the grave with you. And because of your resurrection, it is all gone, and we are healthy, wealthy, wise because of your resurrection from the dead after 3 days. New bodies, new blood, new bones, new flesh, and soon we will be glorified with you, Lord Jesus. Our spirits will be soon glorified when you bring us home. And we are waiting patiently for that day. We love you, and we can't wait to be in your arms, as I said. Praise you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So welcome, Faith, to chat. I love you, Faith. Welcome, Jerry, to chat. I love you, Jerry. Welcome, Miss Carol, to chat. I love you, Miss Carol. Welcome, Mama Pat, online. I'll open you up in a couple seconds. Love you, Mama Pat. All right, let's put on our full armor of God. Ephesians 6:13-18, therefore put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then. Oh, I just lost my voice. Stand firm, the belt of truth, buckle around your waist, your breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. So with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. That was Ephesians 6, 13 through 18. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And Psalm 91, don't leave home without it. All right, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say, Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare, from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, you will trample the great lion and serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And we are hold you to do the promises, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Praise you, Jesus. All right. Psalm 150, praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heavens, praise him for his acts of power, praise him for his surpassing greatness, praise him with the sounding of the trumpet, praise him with the harp and lyre, praise him with tambourine and dancing, praise him with strings and flute, praise him with clash of cymbals, praise him with resounding cymbals, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, Psalm 150, praise you, Father God. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, we worship you. All right, so I'm going to read the text that Jerry put in the box today. It says, it's from Matthew 23:27-28. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited which indeed appear beautiful outward, but of within, full of dead man's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. That's Matthew 23:27-28. Now I'm going to actually read it. That's probably from King James Version. I'm actually going to read it from my NIV, because that way I can understand what I'm reading. And some others may be able to as well. And some of you are probably really good with the Lord's the King James Version with all this special speaking that I had to get the NIV to be able to understand the Bible. All right, so 23:27-28, Matthew. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of dead men's bones and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside, you appear to be people as righteous, but on the inside you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name we pray. And this is then from John 7:24. Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment. Question? So that was John 7:24. And that's probably pretty much self-explanatory there as far as easier to understand. That just one word in that King James was getting me. I don't pronounce that word very often in my everyday life, so it kind of got me. All right, so John 7:24. All right. So in the NIV, it says, stop judging by mere appearances and make a right judgment. Thanks be to God. All right, so I am going to welcome Mama Pat. Love you, Mama Pat. You are unmuted. Mama Pat, love you. You're unmuted if you can speak. You're unmuted. You need to unmute yourself.
Yeah,
you're
I have my mute on because the dogs, the slides
okay.
thing, and they go berserk. So I'm on and off with mute.
yeah.
You'll be glad
okay.
I am. But anyway, no, I'm okay. We have more. Cheryl's walking better, but my son-in-law might have lupus or MS, so he has to get a scan tomorrow. He has Lyme disease, and so we don't know what's going on with him, you know. So that's the new thing now. And my daughter Laura has to go to the doctor tomorrow. Her leg is really bothering her. She had a fall, and it's never gotten right. And she has insurance but doesn't pay a whole lot, so old mama here's got to pay out the rest, but that's what I do. And she's got headaches and stress from work, so it's just, you have to have faith, otherwise you're not going to get through this, you know, yeah, so anyway, so keep Stephen in prayer and Laura in prayer, two new ones to add to the list. But other than that, really, I'm just trying to hang on, you know, moment by moment with stuff and trying to make it all work. Waiting for Keith to fix my car so I can go grocery shopping. And I'll go tomorrow to see Gerald because I get a ride with her. She has a lovely, lovely boyfriend. He's so decent and nice. Thank God he's in her life. So I have to just wait for that for tomorrow. And I have to see the doctor tomorrow for a blood pressure check. But I have a monitor here, and I'm pretty good. So, I mean, you know, he upped my water pill. So I'm a little tired from the meds. But other than that, just keep on keeping. You know, you just got to be positive and try to make it work and not let things get to you, you know. So, anyway, that's kind of where I'm at. I hope everybody else is okay. Yeah.
Yes. Hanging on.
May the poof be upon us soon.
Yeah. And
I know.
Oh. Yeah, Psalm 91 worked for me today because I went rollerblading. There were two times I almost fell, like, because I almost tripped over something, and the angels held me up. And I always claim it before I go rollerblading.
I used to do that a lot when I was thinner and younger. Yep.
Yeah, so the angels, the Lord, his angels to hold me up, or Jesus. I asked Jesus to, you know, rollerblading with me. And
of course, he's right by your side.
So he held me up, actually. He's the one that held me up.
Sure.
I went by the, you know, along Santa Monica, Venice.
I know
California,
where that is.
There's,
it's gorgeous.
Along the beach, so I was rollerblading along the beach.
Sure, I know.
The Lord.
And I visited my sister.
It was nice, and I haven't done it for a while.
Yeah.
My legs tired. I'm like, whew. I was like, and I have
a
claiming.
I know, it's a workout.
Definitely
a workout.
I was claiming 14th.
Good for
well,
you.
I can do all things through Christ.
It's good for you.
Gives me strength. So I claimed all that as well because he really needed to help me to get back to my car.
Everything will work out. Just give it to him. Got to trust.
Yeah.
So it's like Miriam says, oh, it's like everybody's getting sick. I said, yeah, right. That's good to say, right? Her cat is sick and Steve is sick. And I found out my friend Oliver had Lyme disease since 2001. So, I mean, he's okay now. But, I mean, what a horrible disease. Steve didn't know he had it. Usually you get a bullseye, you know, kind of a rash on you, and you can kind of say, I got to go to the doctor. But he had it on his head, so he went a while not even knowing, you know, until he got symptoms. Poor thing.
Wow.
But it goes into other stuff if you don't catch it. My sister's friend has a pacemaker because it got into her valves and her heart. So you got to get it when it's there, you know, with the antibiotics. And, and you can have an early onset of Alzheimer's from it. So it's like it does nasty stuff to you if you don't get it, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Lyme disease.
My sister has it, too, yeah. And my sister-in-law has it. She has two kinds. But she's okay now, you know. So it can be dealt with and whatever. But all these poor people. Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of people probably running around who have it, and they don't know it because they didn't see the symptoms, and they're wondering why they feel so bad.
Yeah.
And then they got to be a blood test says, oh, you got Lyme's disease, you know.
And yeah, those darn little ticks, so
and
small, but
yeah,
so deadly.
Yeah, from the deer, yeah. Yeah, so there's a few people in my family what's got that, so just keep them in prayer. Keep Oliver in prayer, too, because he was weakened from it. He's still weak from it. I didn't know he had it. He was telling me tonight because I had to tell him that Steve had it because they're friends. They only live a few hours away, so he's friends with my family for a long time. But that was a surprise. I didn't know. But anyway, you got to get the antibiotics and knock it out.
Yep.
But other than that, I'm just keeping these people in prayer and trusting the Lord. And like I tell him, we gave it to God, so, you know, don't freak out. Just let him work, you know. We gave it to him, so whatever happens, happens for your own good. You know, you learn from it or you get better or whatever, you know. And, yeah, so anyway. So. Here we are. Well, I watched Romney tear the other one apart. That was pretty bad. Oh, Romney was terrible toward Trump. Oh, my goodness, that was so horrible. Even the newscasters couldn't believe the drama. What it caused. It was horrible. But they've got the thing on tonight and in a few minutes, the debate. So I'm sure he's going to say something.
Yeah, I don't even bother watching it. I could care.
Oh, no, I just, you know, it's entertainment almost. It's crazy. It's just crazy. I had the news on, so it came on. I wasn't even looking for it. But it just shows what a terrible time. That's like kids playing mud in the park, you know. It's just disgusting. It really is. These are Christian men. Pray for them. That's all I do. I just pray for everybody. No matter how ridiculous.
My king and ruler, and that's all that matters. I don't trust a word coming out of any of this.
Oh no! It's just, but it's shocking how low everything has gotten. It really is. It's just
always hated politics.
It's cause for prayer. Let me tell you, it's cause for prayer for these poor people.
Washington,
because
coming now doesn't matter. The king,
and
doesn't even matter what's done. The only thing that matters is that it's just more proof Jesus is coming now. That's all that matters.
Yes, when you see the mentality, it's like, Jesus, you better get here soon. Because this is ridiculous. For your children who are adults and supposed to be presidential material acting like a bunch of idiots, you know, tearing each other apart. I mean, it's just incredible. But anyway,
yeah,
he's in charge. He's coming. We're not going to be here. We can watch it from a cloud.
Exactly. It matters. Just
sling
another.
Mud. I don't care.
Just more.
Oh, it's ridiculous. You have to laugh. It's so ridiculous. I mean, it just, if it wasn't so bad, it's funny, you know? Oh, it's pathetic.
Yeah, we love
nobody
you.
Nobody has seen anything like it. Oh,
we love you.
But anyway, we love you, Jesus.
King
yeah,
of
you're
kings,
the King
the
of
Lord
Kings.
Of Lords,
you
are coming.
Yes, you will come here and rule.
Blink.
He's going to return and rule and straighten everybody
definitely.
Out.
Just rule.
Oh,
rain.
Yeah. Definitely.
Evil.
That's what my thought was.
Rain.
Like, you're going to get here and straighten all this mess out. All these baby act, you know, these people acting like babies out. You're just going to come with an iron rod. I think it says he's going to rule with an iron rod. He's going to have to. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What a world, what a world. Oh, Jesus, get here soon. Yeah, somebody was online. I don't know what it was, but they were just talking about how the world was and like, you know, Jesus has really got to get here. Like, it's like overdue. It's like, how much worse can it get? How much more crazy? You know, get your kids out of here. It's like taking them out of a bad school. I know. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness. Oh,
yep.
My goodness.
Coming, because
oh,
the world
goodness.
Has gotten way out of hand.
Way out of hand. Well, I don't know what he's waiting for. Father, what are you waiting for? Tell him to come get us.
Yeah, I know. Amen to that.
Jesus, we'll dance with you. Do a little yelling, too. Ah! Oh, it's terrible. Duct tape. Duck tape time for it, Patricia. Okay, it's all right. I'm going to holler anyway.
Yeah.
But other than that, It's day by day, because every day there's something else, even my own household, that's screwy, you know, and you get tested, and you think you're getting through something, and then something else. My daughter walking better, but she has a cold. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, but we'll still see her tomorrow. But she sounds better, you know, but she's very swollen still. It's just not good. And she's got oxygen breathing, and I didn't think she needed that, but she does, so. But she's walking. She's walking better, so good for that.
Yeah.
You know, so,
honestly, to me, it doesn't matter how well she's walking. I still don't think she should come home because it's
no,
too much.
No. It's very a lot
there.
Of stress.
They'll regulate her
yeah,
diet.
Yeah, I have to monitor everything and go shopping with her and make sure she doesn't buy garbage to eat. And
so
it's stressful.
Just let her stay there until we poof.
Yeah, I hope so. They'll only keep once she. Yeah, but Tana, once she starts walking, they will send her home.
Oh, really?
Because that was the agreement for her to go there in the first place. If she gets better, she comes home. I said, well, yeah, but we'll see. God, it's in God's hands. I can't make a judgment just because someone says, oh, I'm walking better. You know, he might have other ideas still about what to do in her condition. So, I don't know. I don't know where it's going. I'm not going to worry about it. You know what? I have such peace because I gave it to him. I gave it to him.
Yeah.
I know that he knows that he knows. And that's my sanity and peace, that I know I gave it to him, and he knows what to do, and I'm just going along with whatever he decides. That's it.
Yeah,
you know?
Amen.
I have seen his hand this last 3 or 4 days so strong in my life. Just little things, something I needed to find or something I had to know or whatever, or a paper or something, and bam, there it is. I didn't even have to stress over anything. I've
mm-hmm.
never seen anything like this. I mean, he always is there to help you. But if I have a need or whatever, he fulfills it almost immediately. If I'm looking for something, I can't remember where it is, it shows up or it falls on the floor. You know, just crazy stuff. It's so cool. What a good God we have. He lets you find papers
amazing.
And things and whatever. But he's been very good that way with me lately. And I'm so grateful. It's like I don't deserve you to be so kind to me, but boy, I sure appreciate it. Because sometimes the brain takes a vacation without me, you know. So it's good that he has me find things and whatever. But practically right in my face. So that is such a joy to me, you know, such a joy. And he'll tell me not to get stressed or worried about stuff, you know. And I say, okay, well, I won't. It's hard because we're human and we're living by faith, you know. You know, and things get really crazy. You're like, where are you? Help. And he's there.
Yeah.
Of course, he's always there. Always he's there.
Always.
So I'm very grateful that he's just like little helps along the way. I've never seen that with him before. It's so great. It's so great, you know, and I just find things that I didn't know where they were, and they just show up, or they come in the mail, or it's right there, and he shows me where it is, and it's like, whoa! This is good. I
believe us nor forsake us, and he says, ask
no.
any.
No, oh.
And ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find.
Yes,
he's
been doing that, and it's like almost overdoing it. You know, it's like, whoa! This is great. You know, hope I don't get lazy. He's just doing everything for me. You know, but
he's
knows the stress. Oh, I know. He's a sweetheart. He's very thoughtful, Jesus. He really is. He's so trustworthy, you know. That's why it's so easy to have a relationship with him that you don't have with anybody else, because of the trustworthiness, of the purity, of the decency in him, you know, the respect that he's just so... He's such a gentleman. He really is. He's so thoughtful. And, boy, you just can't get enough of that, you know, that kindness in him. Yeah. So no stress, no nothing with him. I just look at him and I'll just tell him what's on my heart. Or, you know, I pray for the world. Of course I do. I pray for all you guys, you know. That's one of my main things is pray for you guys and everybody else that I know online, offline, on road, off road, as they say. And I try to cheer him up a little bit too and be funny with him, you know. And it's cute. It's cute. We have funny moments. We do. We really do. Yeah, married to a doofus. He is. That's okay. Doofuses get married too. Oh, dear God. Yeah, so keep my guys in prayer, you know, Stephen and Laura and Geraldine. And I know they're being prayed for, so what else? There's nothing else I can do. They're being prayed for. I mean, he's got it, you know. I've got to believe that with all my heart. So, you know, name
yeah,
of the game, trust.
Yeah, and the good thing is we're poofing any minute, so whatever they have, they're not going to have it for long because we'll be out here.
No, that's the other thing. Like, why get stressed out about this? You know, maybe he's preparing them, their hearts a little bit. They're turning to him more because of this, and it's just kind of fine-tuning everybody before we go. Oh, that with Rosemary, with asking him to exchange his blood with ours. I like that. I've read that before somewhere from some other people a long time ago. Like, that's what they do. You know, they exchange hearts, and you know, the blood flowing in us, you know, purifies us. He says, yeah, that he's going to change things gradually just before we go. And somebody else wrote that, one of the seers. She said that the lungs, everything, he's changing our bodies. He's getting them ready for poofing. My word.
And, you know, as far as for your family members, yes, it's definitely refining, and it's actually about the tests and trials about faith. Will they turn to him in the times of trouble
yes.
and continue to love
mm-hmm.
him and remember that he's in charge? So that's a lot of it, too. So you're right about that.
Yeah. No, but these, Steve and Geraldine, they're all believers. They have faith, you know. They pray. I'm sure he's doing that. He's fine-tuning and letting them know that, you know, turn to me because I'm the one that's got the answers and I'm going to get you well, you know.
Yeah, I'm the one that can heal.
Jill has pretty
yeah.
good spirit. She's much happier, you know, even though she's still very sick. But she's shh, dogs. Oh, I'm sorry. Shh. Coco Beanie, stop. Shh. Oh, she's got such a bark. But she's Geraldine's dog, so she misses her terrible. But she's good with the other dogs. She's really good. She'll be okay. She's fine. And, yeah. So, but if she's walking without the walker, that's a very good sign. So we'll see. Again, it's in God's hands, and what's going to happen is going to happen. And the place is beautiful where she is, and the people are so nice. They're so they're just very kind, very kindly. And there was a Russian lady next to my daughter, and she had an accent. She was so sweet. She would blow you kisses. I guess she has a little Alzheimer's. And she just so sweet. So sweet a lady, you know. And it reminded me when I worked in the nursing home for 5 years and did private duty, all the beautiful older friends I made, you know. They're very sweet. They're very precious. Very precious. Very lonely and very happy for you to visit them. You know, if anybody has free time and stuff, you know, try and visit the nursing homes or the hospices or even the hospitals and just... Even an hour a week and just talk with people and talk to them about God, you know, and just cheer them up, you know. So that's what we do when we go there. We do that with the people. I see if anybody needs a blanket on them or whatever, you know, as I'm passing by. Yeah, so just lift up a little joy. And that little Russian lady, I said, oh, I love you. You're so sweet. And she just beamed and smiled. She just needed to hear that. And I'd say, God bless you. Jesus loves you. You know, so that's, you know, it only takes like a couple of seconds to lift somebody up, you know, or to pray for them. Or it doesn't take a whole lot of words or time. It just shows you care, you know. And my heart goes out to all these people in the nursing home. They look at you when they come in like, you know, talk to me. And that's what you do. There was some guy sitting outside in the wheelchair. And I said, hi, have a nice night, and are you okay? And that's all they needed to hear. He's like, say hi, and I hope you're okay, you know, and be well. Or God bless you. That's all. And that makes their night, you know. It's so powerful, the words we speak. In the intentions that we pray over people. It's so powerful. We don't realize that. Because remember, you're touching God within them. And whatever you have done for the least of my brethren, you have done for me. So what better place where people are lonely and crippled and in pain, and you're going and you're cheering them up. You're cheering God up inside them, you know, and you're praying with them. So it doesn't take a whole lot of time. It's just pure thoughtfulness. You know, it's an extension of ministry, extension of loving God on earth as he's in these people, you know. So I feel that when I go. I love to go to these places, you know. That's why I'm trying to lose weight and see if I can walk better and stuff, because that's what I want to do, get my car fixed, and because there's one that's not far, and just visit them, you know, as soon as I feel better and get, you know, get swayed off a little bit in my back. I want to do that, you know, but I'm doing that when I go see Geraldine, you know, and it makes you just feel so good, just, you know, talking to them, and they smile, and they're so grateful to have someone pay attention to them, you know, like we went to visit in the hospital, there was a lady in the hallway, and maybe she had a little bit of Alzheimer's, but she had the blanket, so I fixed her blanket for her and I said, "Are you okay?" And just talking and see them smile. It shows them some kindness, because most of the time they don't get that. I kind of forgotten and just kind of put away, and it was so sad. I saw that when I worked for the 5 years. Boy, you talk about running around and trying to cheer up God and other people. But it's a great ministry. It really is. I made wonderful friends. And, you know, because I didn't have parents since I'm 10, I kind of really gravitated to these people, you know, because they were so motherly or fatherly and so sweet, you know. So I really loved my job, you know. I really did. It was helping so many people. Oh, my goodness. Just so many things you get. And they would die, and you would get them ready for death. You know, after they died, I had one lady die in my arms. You know, that's just what you did, you know. And it's a very, very sensitive and lovely ministry to just go to the elderly and visit them and just talk to them, you know, just get them to smile and say a little prayer with them. They love to pray, you know. You just hold their hands and you say a little prayer with them. Or just tell them Jesus loves you, I love you, and still watch them beam with happiness, you know. So it's just an idea for anybody out there, you know, if you have a few minutes, just visit the nursing homes and stuff. You know, you go, you sign and you call and you tell them this is what you want to do. You want to be like volunteering. And you don't have to do a lot of time. It's just that little bit of joy that stays with somebody, because our souls are very sensitive, you know, and you're pleasing God within them too. You're consoling Him within them, because He's suffering when they're suffering, you know. So just an idea, you know. That's a very, I call it a ministry. It's just, we're always, no matter what we're doing ministry, whether it's to our family or at work or visiting people. It's always ministry. It's always you're doing God's will to bring forth His kingdom somehow, you know, even if it's a kindly glance at someone, you know, to cheer them up. You're doing this for the Lord, because you've given Him the day, and our time is His, you know, and He uses us to reach other people. All kinds of people everywhere, you know. So as I said, if people have time, let them do this ministry. I call it a ministry of visiting the sick and the elderly and the handicapped and the depressed. Even the homeless on the street, you know, I'll take somebody in and I'll buy them coffee or a meal or something, you know, and just cheer them up or give them a few dollars. I mean, it's up to them what they're going to do. I don't judge. And just brighten up their day, you know. A lot of the homeless I found, they want to be on the street. They don't want the responsibilities of life. They go to a shelter if they're called, but they're kind of okay being on the street. But I say, if that's what you want to do, fine, you know. But, you know, if you need something, you know, I'll help you. And they would say, no. There was a guy in the vestibule of a church one time, and I said, "You sure you're okay? Can I give you some money?" He said, no, I'm fine. I just came in out of the cold. He says, "I don't need anything. I'm just fine." He chose that kind of life. So be it. I mean, it breaks my heart. To me, it's not the way you should live, but people will choose to be that way. And some, if they need help, then they'll let you help them. They'll let you help them, you know. But some of them, I was so surprised, Tana, that they didn't want help. And I had to ask them again and again. Like, no, it's okay. I want to be this way. This is where I am. Thank you for your kindness and your offering, but I'm really fine. And it's like, just shut up and walk away. Time to walk away and be confused, you know, but that's your choice. That's what they told me. And it's like, okay. You sure you don't need anything? But really, yeah. Oh, boy, life is strange. You know. But my son, before he passed away, he would go into New York City, and he would bend down to any of them on the ground. He would give them money and see if they needed anything. That was kind of his ministry, you know. He was 30 when he passed, But that's what he would do. You know, he had a heart, a good heart that way. He was a New York City person. Oh, my gosh. He was so independent. He worked there and lived there. Oh, my goodness. But he would, that's what he would do. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I remember. I was with this, with my husband and I were with this other couple. We were all dressed up. We were going to one of the most expensive restaurants in the city. And they were these homeless people that we passed. And I stopped to give them some money and stuff. And the others were so embarrassed that I stopped. And I was saying, come on, you're going to make us late and stuff. And I bent down, gave them money, and asked if they were okay. But, you know, that's too bad. That's what I do. Still went to this fancy Delancey restaurant, then you feel kind of guilty. It's like, I have such a good life, and these poor souls are on the street, you know. But anyway, so, you know, anyway. Oh, dear. Yeah, those were the days, my friend. Yeah. So, you know, God. But we learn, too. When we do things like that, we're learning compassion and humility and giving of ourselves. I sometimes wonder if there aren't angels in disguise like that, just to bring something out in us. God is kind of testing us. Say, are you going to stop? Are you going to talk to this person? Are you going to give them something? Are you going to see if they're all right? You know, and maybe, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just showing that.
I believe,
you know,
that because, I mean, it's scripture that says you could be entertaining angels, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I think maybe God, sometimes it's the Lord himself, because there was this man who was looking at the window. He was cold and hungry, and he started to walk away, and the man inside opened the door and said, no, come in, let me get you some hot tea. And he had made him something to eat, and it was our Lord. It was our Lord.
Really?
Yes. And when he left, the man saw that he entertained Christ, that Jesus was testing him. He brought him in, gave him hot tea. I remember hot tea, a bowl of soup, because the man didn't have much. And he gave him an extra coat to wear. He gave him some shoes to wear out of his shop. And then he left. The old raggedy man left. And it was our Lord. It was our Lord. He was testing him. And I'm sure he's got a fine place in heaven when he dies, this man. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
And I know you do, Mama Pat. You've got
All RCC.
Billions of treasures.
We're going to be taking care of everybody. When we come back, are you kidding? We're going to be all over the place. There's not going to be another group can keep up with us. Because we've been well trained. Oh, that's what somebody said. I don't know if it was Rosemary. Okay. Yes, I think it was from what Carol said. That we come back to sleep, but we're not really here. We have like bilocation. We're off being trained and whatever else. That was in the email today, I think. That we're sometimes I think that's why we're so tired, because we've been somewhere else all night, you know, training or doing some missionary or doing something or talking to others. God has us busy when we're supposed to be sleeping. Yeah, that was the email today. I think that was from Rosemary and Carol. Yeah, I think. I could be wrong, but I get much stuff.
Yeah,
or Michelle or somebody. Yeah,
it was from,
go ahead.
Well, I know Carol had been communicating with Rosemary, and it was probably part of their conversation.
Yeah, how interesting. No wonder I'm exhausted every day. I mean, I am so tired. And I know a bunch of you other guys, too. You're very tired. And I'm saying, why am I? I know my medicine makes me a little tired, but I get absolutely exhausted. And then I'm up to 12 or 1 anyway. You know, I do all kinds of online work, spiritual stuff, and then I keep him company. I can't sleep well, and then I'm tired in the day. I just offer it up. What else am I gonna do? I just give it to him. You know. I use me any way you want, you know, just whatever. So maybe that's why we're tired sometimes. I know I'm not alone in all this. Ay. But that's okay. I mean, if God wants to take us and train us and we're ministering to some people somewhere and then we come back and rest, that's all right. He can do whatever he wants. You know, I'll just have an extra cup of coffee. Jeepers. Oh, I know, duct tape. But that's really? Okay. But that meant, I loved reading that. That I've heard that before. Those people. I think Judy mentioned it one time that she thinks too. Maybe you know we're not always here in our bedrooms. We're somewhere else. You know, he's using us or training us or something. Something. You know. That's okay.
I remember that one
that's
day
okay.
I was in learning how to fly, and then
yeah.
I know that was true. That I was actually there learning how to fly.
Okay.
Felt so lightheaded for no reason.
Yeah.
And my flesh isn't used to the atmosphere up there.
Yeah. And I bet there's some learning how to ride horses. Sorry.
Some have to, probably. We don't, but some have. We already know how to ride horses.
Oh, Jesus, that's okay. You can do whatever you want. We're your servants. We're your brides. We're your children, we are everything. You are everything. Yeah, yeah. So it's day by day, and I just try to make it work. And, I find if I start to tear up, he'll say, don't cry. He says, don't be discouraged. Don't cry. You don't have to cry. It's okay. You know, like he just gets me in a state where I'm kind of okay again, you know, because I have so much. And if I started to cry, I would fill a few planets who don't have oceans with oceans. You know, so it's like, don't start. I said, all right, you come and you cry. And I said, you can cry and let your tears fall in my heart. You know, that's okay. But, he knows. And he'll cheer me up. You know, it's like, where are your thoughts? So many, I don't know why he says this to me. He says, what do you think? And he says that a few times, maybe in a day. He'll say, what do you think? And he likes to know exactly where my thoughts are. Are they with him? And what am I thinking? And I'll tell him. And he'll bring my thoughts around again. You know, it's cute. It's kind of cute. You know, or he'll say, I love you, or don't be discouraged, or just little things like that. You know, through the day. You know, just to keep my attention. You know, and not let me be drifting off, because it's easy to do that, especially if you're tired. But he's very sweet. He's right there. He's got us every second, guys. He really does. Oh, I just saw an angel. Yeah, he's just got us. And he doesn't want us to be discouraged. And he wants us to trust him completely that he's got all this. He knows what we're going through. He knows how stressed we are. He knows how lonely. He knows how tried we are. And he knows that we're wondering, like, where are you? And we're living through that stress probably more than any other stress is, where are you? You know, for whatever reason. But I just try to stay calm, and I got enough to take care of here and think about, you know, especially with the ones being sick and all. And just stay with him. I keep everything simple and uncomplicated. I try my best, you know. I've been through the mill lately, but it's like things have calmed down again, you know, and we'll just see, you know. The other people here are focused, they're okay, you know. I mean, I pray for them. They could be more spiritually strong, but I have to trust that God's got them and that he'll, as he said, he'll take care of our family members, you know, so I have to trust that. I really have to trust that, because they're not where they should really be. I mean, they're not bad or anything, but they're sweet, but they could have a good more dose of our Lord, you know. So we'll keep our family members in prayer that God will touch their hearts, give them visions, dreams, Shekinah glory, something, you know. He will. It's all about trust. And the minute I start to get a little bit whatever, that's when he says, you know, that's what he loves to say. I don't know if he says it to you other guys. I'm sure he does. Focus. Where are your thoughts? Focus. Look at me, focus. Like, he doesn't let me get too far gone in distress or worrying or wondering or anything or questioning or nothing. It's like, you know, I'm here. I've got this. You know, you've got to honor me with trust, which I do, you know. But we're human. We have our moments. And he grabs those moments. He grabs them right from me. He doesn't let me wallow in them. You know, he brings me right out of it. It's good. And it does that for everybody, you know. If you let him, you know, once you're surrendered to him, he's got you. I love how he said me and I, he said that to me today. He says, he says, you cannot escape me. You're just too weak. He says, I'm too strong. He says, I've got you. And that's for all of you. I've got you. You can't get away from me. And I says, boy, I love to hear that. Oh, I love that. You know. Yeah, he's got us. He's got us. We gave ourselves to him, you know, we surrendered, and he's got us, and we're not getting away. We're his. You know, it's cute. He is cute. You know, so anyway. So,
amen.
Day by
all
day.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
day by day.
Close it up
yeah.
here.
All right, honey.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing.
All right, dear.
Talk
yeah,
us.
This is for all of us. He's got us. Trust.
He's got us.
You're going to have
and
your
yes.
moments. You're going to have your moments, but trust, you know.
Yeah, he's got our families, too. You're right.
Yeah, yeah.
We love you, Jesus. Thank you for always
yes.
being with us and never leaving us, forsaking us. Thank you for answering our prayers for whoever we pray for. We love you, Jesus. Praise you. We worship you.
Amen.
All right. I'm going to
okay.
finish that with
you. Love you all. Good night.
Have a blessed
in
night.
In the air or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come.
All right, honey. Thanks for hosting.
Love you,
Jesus,
thank
come,
you
yes. Day. Come get us, Daddy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get her done.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I